Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Nolch, and this is a podcast where I talk about interesting things, and it's not professional, and it's completely unplanned. And if you hear this noise during the podcast, don't be alarmed. It's okay. That was just me sipping tea. Now, what can I talk about? Well, I'll quickly mention something about the Scientology thing again, just because it's so interesting. Sorry if you don't find it interesting. But bad luck, I just talk about whatever I want to talk about on this. Last night I was watching the Harry Potter movie, The Order of the Phoenix, and it was really interesting because it reminded me a lot of what went on in Scientology, because in The Order of the Phoenix movie, this Harry Potter movie, some evil people take over the Ministry of Magic, which is like their government or something. And then an evil person from the Ministry of Magic goes to work at the school of Hogwarts, and she takes over the school and she makes it this really Nazi controlling school. And so it was this cool school, Hogwarts, that taught like magic and all this sort of stuff. And then she came in and made all these strict rules, like students can't meet together in groups, and she changed the rules so that students couldn't learn how to perform like spells and stuff, because there's a class where they learn how to do spells to protect themselves from like witches, like evil people or whatever, like what are they called, I don't know, but just evil, whatever, I don't know the Harry Potter words to describe it, but evil people, right? They have at the Hogwarts school, they teach people how to do like spells like Uchibacha, and then you shoot out something out of your wand and it like kills the evil thing. Well, what this new principal did of the school is she stopped teaching them how to do that. She changed it into being you just read about things. And the students were like, what the hell? We used to get taught how to do these things, and now we're not getting taught how to do these things. And Harry Potter, of course, was real pissed off, because Harry Potter, in his adventures, he always has to fight evil, so he, you know, he needs to learn these things. Anyway, and it was so, the lady who took over as the principal looked all professional and neat and would be like, and like all perfect, she'd be like, you know, I'm making the school better, and came up with dodgy reasons for having to make all these rules and stuff. And she kicked out the headmaster Dumbledore, who's like the head wizard. She kicked him out. And it was really similar to And then also in the press, right? The Ministry of Magic had control of the wizards and witches press, you know, which is Harry Potter World's press, because their world's based in England, but they don't read English newspapers. They read, you know, witch and wizards newspapers. Anyway, so the evil people in the Ministry of Magic put out all these articles in the press saying that the old headmaster Dumbledore was bad, and just all these PR things and dodgy stories, twisting things, right? And said, you know, that the new principal was good and all this sort of crap. Which is just bullshit, you know. But that's what they do. That's what evil people do. They get in control of certain situations, and then they control the press so that it changes everyone's mind. It's like mass brainwashing, right? Now, how this is similar to Harry Potter, what happened to Scientology is similar to Harry Potter. Sorry, in the Harry Potter story, Harry ends up defeating evil, and it all ends up all right. Okay, but. You know, halfway through the story, it's the fifth movie, Order of the Phoenix, it's looking pretty crap, right? And students aren't happy, and, you know. Anyway, so how that is similar to Scientology is that Scientology was this cool new thing in the 60s, and it was like, it was kind of like, imagine Scouts, but like you were learning like spiritual things, and you're using these electric e-meters and stuff, and you're learning philosophy, and it's like a little cool club, you know what I mean? Like there's scouting clubs all over the world, but imagine that but for like Scientology. Now, and then it started to get corrupted, right? The head the head management of the church, which is kind of like the Ministry of Magic in Harry Potter, started to get corrupted. And this new head guy called David Miscavige came along and really screwed things up. And so changed it so that, like, where the local churches are, where they teach Scientology, they screwed up the teaching of the Scientology. So in the same way in Harry Potter, where they screw up the teaching of how to be a witch and a wizard and do spells, you know, it's similar. And what was also really similar was that this new Nazi headmaster at Hogwarts, she introduced, right, a way, like, strict exams and, like, people having to memorize certain things. And I thought, wow, that's so interesting, because that's actually what happened in Scientology. Like, they had this new strict management come in, and suddenly when people were training to become auditors, which are like counselors to deliver their spiritual technology in that, all of a sudden they were doing it in this strict Nazi way of, like, having to pass tests and, like, and having to say, like memorize things and stuff and, like, have punishments and stuff. And, like, it was just, the similarities is just so interesting, you know? It's like making all the students into these robotic zombie students who can't think for themselves, because it's like, obviously it's good to test students to see if they know certain things, but there's, that you can take things too far, you know? And that's what this headmaster of, this new crazy headmaster in Harry Potter did, and what happened with the church with the new management, is they took things too far and they made it really Nazi, made it not fun, and they made it just all about, you know, having to beat some sort of test or something, and it just made it crapper. It made shitter witches and wizards in Harry Potter, and it made shitter auditors in Scientology. Now, and also in Scientology, when this new guy came along and changed the whole management and got control of it, he also changed the Scientology press, which is like, you know, Scientology magazines or, like, announcements to be made at churches and stuff, and events, like in America, big events and stuff, you know, with thousands of people and stuff, like announcing new courses or, like, you know, what's happened in the Scientology world over the past year. Yeah. So he got control of them. And, of course, what did he do? He started putting PR out and false information in those things to make himself look better. So the same in Harry Potter, where they put out fake, they put out stories that had a spin on them to make everyone think that Dumbledore was bad, and that then, and that, and also there was Harry Potter, there were stories to make people think the witches and wizards think that Harry Potter's bad. They put out these dodgy stories. In a Scientology world, this guy got in control of what they were releasing in the magazines and the videos, and then put out all these things that, like, you know, were negative towards certain people, and also were saying lies and making the church out to be this and that. And so the similarities is just so interesting. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, because I was just watching the movie going, like, oh, my God, this is almost like, you know, it's almost like J.K. Rowling, when she wrote this, like, was a member of the church and saw this happen and then just converted into, like, another sort of fiction story. But she could have – this sort of things happen in a lot of organizations when they get taken over and get corrupt. So she could have seen in her life some other sort of organization where this happened and it became Nazi and corrupt and controlling. And then she could have written it into a story. Like, I don't think she literally – I don't think she totally – made up that story of that movie. Like, I feel like some of that had to have been inspired by her own life experience, because it was so insightful and it was so switched on, so correct as to, you know, what goes on in the world. Because a similar thing happened to Germany when it got taken over by Hitler, like a same thing, like this Nazi strict controlling leader, and he got in control of the press. And in the end, it just leads to just destroying the country, you know? The bad guy ends up losing in the end. And so this leader of the church of Scientology at the moment, it'll end up like in the Harry Potter movie and like what happened to Hitler, where like it will end in a big, you know, something, you know, either, you know, yeah, it might end in a big way, you know, it might not, but it's got a good chance of ending in a big way, like, and everyone going, damn you, and just him just getting exposed for being corrupt. So, yeah, I was just watching the Harry Potter movie going, oh, I thought it was an all right movie, and probably I just found it so interesting how much information it had in it, and I was like, whoa, this is so similar to what's going on in the Scientology world. And so, yes, yeah, so that's why when all this Nazi stuff started coming in the 80s, that's why a lot of people left and are now doing it privately, and they call themselves independent Scientologists, and that's what I'm going to get into because it's pretty cool. And I'm going to do an interview soon on a podcast called The Truth Sentinel, which is a good podcast. It talks about conspiracy theories and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to go on that and talk a bit about what's happened to the church and stuff. Because it's so interesting. Now, well, what should I be talking about? I mean, just personally for me, just because I've changed so much over the past month, I just had to talk about these things. And because it's so interesting, you know, because if you asked me like a year and a half ago what I'd think about the church as to what I think about it now, it's just so interesting how much it's changed. It's just so interesting. It's really, really interesting. I never saw this coming. It's just such a big change. It's really kind of cool because then you think, oh, how many other things in life am I brainwashed by, or am I sucked into, you know, like, Buddhist or spiritual people, whatever. And there's heaps of stories of it where people can just leave their body. Like we are a soul and they float out of their body and that sort of stuff. And there's heaps of accounts of that occurring. I don't care if you don't believe it, just look into it. And so, I mean, imagine that. Imagine if you could just sit there and maybe start meditating or whatever you have to do to achieve it. But you sit there, you start meditating, and then you just float out of your body and look at your body, and then you float back in, and then you eat like a cheeseburger. And then you go, oh, I can just float back out, and I can float back in. I mean, how cool would that be? Like, wouldn't that just be groundbreakingly different? Like, how trippy would that... I mean, that would just... Whoa, you know, like, that would just explode your mind. It's like, whoa, that's amazing. I could just do that. What the hell? Like, that's so... And apparently you can get to that level where you can do that. Apparently, you know, there's, like, Indians that go into, like, a hole to hibernate for, like, 3 months and don't eat anything and just go underground and then do this, I think, where they leave their body and stuff or go into another dimension or something. I mean, how epically cool... is that? That's so cool, and I want that. Anyway, so when I came out of this cult, sort of like when I found out what was going on, it kind of felt a bit like that. Like, whoa, you know, whoa, this is so cool. You know what I mean? So yeah. So I just think, yeah, the church will keep on remaining fairly small until this guy gets exposed. And it might end in a big bang, or it might end in just a quiet way. And because the guy's leading, it's like 60 years old or something. So actually not even 60 years old, man. It's got a while. He's 56. Oh, still has a long time to go. Like, he could live till he's like 90, you know what I mean? So just, that's a lot more years. Or he could cark it in 2 years' time. Like, Prince recently died, and Prince died at age 57 or 58. So hopefully this guy dies pretty soon, because he's really terrible for the church. I feel sorry for people involved with it as well, because it'll take, you know, after he's gotten out of the picture, it will still take like another 20 years to be fully corrected into being a normally, correctly functioning Church of Scientology, basically. And it will actually be a Church of Scientology, not a Church of Squirrel. Or in other words, sorry, Squirrel means like dodgy Scientology. So at the moment, it's a Church of Dodgy Scientology. Actually, it's more the Church of Miscavige. That's probably a more accurate way to say it. David Miscavige is this evil leader guy that's running the church. And no one in the church knows because they just see the PR videos where he looks all nice and stuff and they have no idea what's going on. Anyway, so, and this is a classic example of, do you know how I said you always got to be smart and switched on and learn as much as possible? If you just don't do that, if you don't work on being smart and learning as much as possible, then you could have been born into a Scientology family and you could, for the rest of your life, been donating money to the church and could be getting sucked in by it and having to work hard to do courses because it's so expensive. So work hard, pay for these expensive courses. You could just get sucked into that cycle and then and at the same time you'll be doing crappy courses that, like, they're not as good as what they're supposed to be. They've been changed. And you could get sucked into that for your whole life. And because you don't do this thing where I say where you got to keep making yourself smart, you're just stuck in this trap and voila, there you are. That's you for the rest of your life. Whereas if you're someone like me, right, who does this philosophy that I'm saying where you just keep on trying to learn as much as you can, you're in it for 5 years and you're out. You know what I mean? You don't get, like, I did get sucked in a little bit to it, but I got out of it. You know what I mean? Whereas other people are in it and they're in it. They haven't got out, you know? And I got out of it because I'm switched on and I learn things and I keep on, you know what I mean? I apply that own philosophy. It's a great philosophy to have, you know, because you get out of traps, basically. And I know some of you might be thinking, how the hell did you get sucked into a cult? Like, as if you didn't know Scientology was retarded at the start, like, it had a bad reputation back in 2010, why the hell did you get into it? You know what I mean? And I'd say, well, I don't believe what I hear, for one. I had to see what it is for myself. And also, part of the reason why it did take so long is because I went in there, I did some courses, and I got on one course that took a quite a long amount of time. And so while I was doing that course that took a lot amount of time, I didn't apply that philosophy where I was, you know, you got to keep on, keep yourself smart and keep on studying. I wasn't applying that because I was just on this big course and I really wanted to get it done and I took way longer than what I thought. So although I got sucked into it for like 5 years, it would have been more like 3 years if I hadn't had problems with this one particular course I was doing there. And of course the problems I was having was because it's not correct. And the lead, like, it's been screwed up. Like, if I was doing it the correct Scientology way, I wouldn't have had these problems on it, like what I was having. But the course just took like 10 times longer the amount of time that was supposed to. So yeah, I wasn't for so long because I got into this course and then I kept on going on this course, kept on going and kept on trying to get it finished. But also, yeah, I mean, so, you know, I violated my own philosophy, but, you know, I'm working this, you know, I didn't even fully know that that was my own philosophy, you know, to keep, you got to know as much as you can. I didn't even know that was necessarily, I didn't even know of that back then when I was doing this course heavily at the church. So I'd sort of done it throughout my life, always tried to keep yourself smarter. But I hadn't really worked it out as, like, you got to definitely do this and do it a lot or do it regularly. So back then I wasn't doing it regularly because I hadn't worked out that was the right thing to do. Whereas now I have, and now you guys know because I told you, especially if you listen to other podcasts, you get an idea of what you should do. So now you know there's no excuses. So if you do get sucked into some cult or something like that, it should only be for a short amount of time and then you get out of it because you apply this philosophy. And if I get sucked into another cult in the future, then, you know, I should come out of it in a fast amount of time. But also, I might enjoy getting sucked into a cult, to be honest. Like, I'm the sort of person that likes to go on an adventure and just have an interesting experience. So there's that side. Like, I totally don't regret the 5 years that I was involved with the church, like, at all. Like, so that's a little bit different. You know what I mean? It's like I want to go along with it. You know what I mean? I want to play that game and have that experience, and it was totally cool. And it was just, you know, it was just amazing. You know, it was just so cool going in there, sort of getting sucked in with all these ideas, and you get like brainwashed because you get your opinions changed, and you totally go whoa, and you see everything differently, and you find out the truth, and you're like, whoa, it's so cool. I really recommend it. I mean, obviously, now that if you've been listening to a lot of these podcasts, you couldn't go into Scientology now because you know too much. But when I went to Scientology at the start, I really didn't know much about it at all. Barely anything. I'd just seen like one or two things on the internet. So that's how I was able to get brainwashed, because I didn't know enough, you know. But anyway, so people listening, sorry, you probably can't get brainwashed by this cult, but there might be a cult in the future you can get brainwashed by, you can go have fun with. Because it is kind of fun. I know it sounds ridiculous, but, you know, as long as you don't get sucked in too much, like, I feel sorry for people who are sucked in for, like, 20 years and have spent, like, $200,000, you know what I mean? Like, mine was, like, 5 years, and it just, like, wasn't a heaps load amount of money, so, like, I didn't really get scarred by it. And that's why sometimes if you see anti-Scientology videos on the internet, the reason why some of them might sound so extreme is because some of those people who are making those anti-things a lot are because they've really been scarred by being involved with the church. Like, they've really been affected by it. They've lost a lot of money. They were in it for long years. They had the whole family in it. I didn't have my family in it. I didn't have a lot of money in it. I didn't have a lot of time involved in it. So for me, it was different. It was really good for me, you know what I mean? But for some other people, I could see how it could really upset them, and I could understand how they want to make all these videos and put them on the internet. And also, as I've been saying, I like the religion, but I don't like the church. Some of these people who have left, they're so scarred from their experiences with the church, they're not able to look at the religion and see that it has some good things to it. You know what I mean? Like, they're totally, like, they're anti the religion as well, and they say the religion's crap and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm just thinking, when I'm watching some of their videos, you know, like, you did these courses at the church and they've been corrupted. Don't you know that? You know, can't you see that? So no wonder why you're not happy with them. But some of these people are just, like, they had such a bad experience that they just, like, no, I'm staying away from it, you know. The courses are bad and all that sort of stuff. And so, so yeah, so those people are just, yeah, they're really scarred. So yeah, I guess this is a third podcast when I'm talking about Scientology. My God. Sorry to drain you all about it. But yeah, I mean, I think next week's podcast will be back to normal. Whatever normal is on the Kink podcast. Well, it's not even half an hour yet. So I don't want to end the podcast now. I think 23-minute podcasts are no good. I reckon you've got to at least have half an hour. Got to at least have that. Yep, just keep on listening. Something's going to come. Oh, I plan on starting my own, my, I don't know if I'll call it a church, because they're sort of like, the Scientology courses are like self-help courses. Planning on starting my own one in the future. But when I say future, I mean like 10 years, 20 years in the future. So, yeah, I plan on doing that because I think that would be pretty cool. And I'll do it correctly and I won't have it like run like a crazy cult. So, yep. Yep. It's going to be fun. There are a lot of independent Scientology places around the world. So I'll hopefully have one. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I mean, they've given the religion such a bad name, such a bad reputation. Yeah, they've given it such a bad rap that, you know, good luck with that. I mean, I feel sorry for them. Okay, wow, this is really pathetic. I'm probably going to say this is the worst podcast I've done so far. Up to about number 24, podcast number 24 now. And yeah, this is the worst one. I liked the first 15 minutes. I thought I had some good information, but now it's just, it's just about it, really. I mean, what, I'm supposed to talk more about, I can't really talk more about the Harry Potter movie I saw, like, you know, don't have much more to say about it. It's just interesting, you know, how similar it was to Scientology. I just heard some, well, this is, you know, I just heard, well, there's this thing in Scientology where you follow what the founder, L. Ron Hubbard, wrote on how to do things. And what, when it got corrupted, the certain people changed what L. Ron Hubbard wrote. And also certain people just hid things that he wrote so people couldn't see it. And certain people just ignored it and didn't do what he said to do in writing. And so I was just listening to some things by some people who I think they were talking back in the year 2001 or something about how when they're at the church, at like a big place in Clearwater and Flag, called Flag in Clearwater, and it's like that town is like a Scientology town, you know what I mean? Like it's really popular there. And they were saying how they'd found a reference, so something written by L. Ron Hubbard saying not to do a certain thing. And they were going to the church and the church was doing this certain thing. So then they went to the church and said, hey, this here says you're not to do this certain thing. But why are you doing it? And then the church, and that was one point, but then there was two other points that they had noticed as well. There were things that they were specifically not supposed to do, and the church was doing it, right? And these were, like, really successful Scientologists. Like, they were really high level. They were big shots. They were, like, real important. And they were obviously smart people because they spotted what was being done that was wrong. Like, a few things that were being done that were wrong. So then, at the church, they basically accused them of being corrupt and dodgy and kicked them out of the church. And they were like, what the hell? Like, they were like, we're just trying to, you know, we're just trying to show how, you know, things are being done wrong. You know, and they just got kicked out. And so, yeah, that's an example I'm talking about where over the years with this crazy management, more and more good people have been kicked out and the people who remain are either bad or most of them are just good, but they're not switched on and not smart, so they don't know what's going on. So they can get made to do incorrect things, but because they don't know it's not incorrect, because they don't know it's not correct, then they don't challenge the system or, you know, have any problem with it. So they just go along with it. And so it was just amazing listening to their story about how they just got kicked out and how it was actually more than that. Like, I mean, there's much more to the story. It's really interesting. But just if you want to look up the story on YouTube, listen to it. It's called Scientology, Greg and Deborah Barnes. Just look it up on YouTube and listen to it. They talk for over an hour. And that's really interesting how when they were getting accused of being, you know, naughty and the church accused them of trying to attack the church and bring the church down, and they've been doing Scientology for years in some plot to attack the church, which is just bullshit. Because there have been good Scientologists for years, it's just that when they found out things were corrupt, they started, you know, blowing the whistle, and then they just get attacked. Instead of correcting, see, they noticed that there was something wrong with the church, and instead of the church just correcting it, the church just didn't correct it and then attacked them. And this is where it proves how the church knows that what they're doing is wrong, because they had to attack these people and kick them out and silence them. You know what I mean? So they know what they're doing is not, something's not quite right there. Because anyone normally would go, oh, really? We're doing something wrong? Oh, okay. Let's try and fix that problem, instead of just being like instantly going, get them out, you know, shut them up. Like, you know, they've woken up to it. What's going on? You know, get them out. Anyway, one of the things that they did was they started accusing the guy of, you know, being dodgy, like what they were doing. And then they did this thing where they intentionally, they were having an interview with him, and they intentionally tried to piss him off, right? Because they wanted to, I think they were filming it secretly or not, but they wanted him to punch them so that then they could say, oh, Thingo's terrible, look what he did. You know, he was trying to attack the church and then he punched me. Can you believe he punched me? And so they're intentionally trying to piss him off so that then he would punch them, basically. And then they'll be like, oh, see? And then they can tell all the Scientologists, the good Scientologists, oh, look at this guy, he's terrible, and he punched this person and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Because, like, if they just kicked him out, they need to have some dirt on him. You know what I mean? You can't just kick him out. But if you have some dirt on him, like, you hear he went and got really angry and punched Jimbo, you know, can you believe he did that? So anyway, so they tried to do that, and that's just so outrageous. It's just outrageous, really, that they would do that. Like, they intentionally put him in an interview and tried to do certain things and say things in a certain way. Because Scientologists know a bit about the mind and how, you know, to piss people off, or just you just know, because you learn a bit more about the mind. So they know that they can do certain things to really try and piss someone off. So they intentionally did that to try and make him into a bad person. Like, if they, yeah, like, if they could have got him to have done something really bad, they would have been like, yes. Like, if they could have, you know, magically made it so that he, like, blew up a little small building or something like that, then they would want that to happen. Do you know what I mean? Because then he'll blow up a little small building, and then they'll go, can you believe this? They'll call the police, and they'll go, look at this guy, he's bad, and blah, 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 blah. And then he'll be like, you know, I'm not bad, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, they do those sort of things. Like, they set you up, you know. And this that happens in governments and in just any big organization that's corrupt, the person who's, you know, standing up for what's right and telling people the truth, a way to stop that person is to, like, ruin that person's reputation so everyone thinks that person's a nut job and that person's not reliable. So, I mean, this kind of happened with Dr. Oz, you know, because he was talking about medical stuff and he was exposing, I think, corruption in the medical industry or something. And so what they do is, you know, obviously they try and cancel his TV show and screw up his life, but they also put out false information saying, you know, that he's, you know, a rapist, or just, they didn't actually do that, but just stuff like that. They say, they pick out faults in him and try and make him out to be bad. And, you know, if they got a shot of him at a train station getting annoyed with some man and punching him, right, then that's exactly what they need, because they can use that footage and go, oh, look how bad Dr. Oz is. He's this crazy, angry, you know, doctor guy. He's the worst guy. Don't listen to him. You know what I mean? But they intentionally sent that person to the train station to annoy him, to try and get him to punch him. You know what I mean? So that's what some of the people in the church do, is, and I've seen footage of them do it in other situations where, you know, normal parishioners don't know anything about this, but, like, they've intentionally sent someone to a certain area to try and piss them off, right? And they've got a camera set up there to catch him, and they really wanted to punch him. So then they catch that image and they go, yes, we've got the image, and they can just show it on the internet, and then they've won, you know what I mean? So that's some of the outrageous stuff that they did. So, I mean, it was just amazing to hear this story from this couple, from back in the year 2001, because they were doing it at this really popular church, and it's like the, you know, the Bethlehem of Scientology, if you know what I mean. Like, it's the, you know, Israel of Scientology or whatever. It's like where it, you know, it's most people go there because it's like the best church in the world and all sorts of stuff. So this is where this sort of stuff should never happen. You expect it much more to happen at like a local. If you're as a Scientologist, you would think that your local church could go a little bit corrupt, but the big one that's supposedly the most professional and the best, and you know, people fly there from America, and the, you know, the best people work there and everything. You think that one is the one that would be absolutely, would have nothing wrong with it, would be totally professional and wouldn't be doing anything dodgy. But no, that's actually one where it's more dodgy. And that's why the whole Scientology world's interesting, because, you know, your local church is kind of all right, but it just gets worse and worse as you go higher and higher up into the more, you know, advanced stuff. Whereas when you're in the church, they advertise that this is the better church, and this is the, you go here when you get into a high level and it's much better. And they, it's where it's the opposite. You know what I mean? It's just more corrupt the higher up you go. Anyway, I mean, that you might go, oh, that's 2001. Things have changed a lot since then. But yeah, I'm sure it has. I'm sure it's gotten better. But until this guy is no longer running the show called David Miscavige, things aren't going to be that good. And at the moment, they're just charging too much for their courses. So, you know, I just don't want to be involved with that. Like, it's just ridiculous. And there's many reasons not to be involved with the Church of Scientology. But, you know, the 5 years I was involved with the church, I did see improvements, bits and pieces of improvements. So, you know, it's slowly going to improve. But, you know, I want to get to the higher levels now. Anyway, well, that's it for the Kink Podcast. I've been your host, Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, signing out, protecting freedom for you and me. Ni hao.